So thank you for having me come and visit with you today. I'd like to start off that my background is in animal agriculture. It is a passion of mine. And so what I was asked to talk to you today about animal welfare, which is a hot buzzword in our industry today. And there we go. So I think the initial question that I often get with this topic is why today's cattlemen should be concerned or aware of animal welfare. Why should you be involved in, as a cattleman today? We know that you tend to and care for your animals. You depend on them for your livelihood. So it seems like an odd question at times about why a cattleman should be involved in talking and sharing animal welfare. For a long time, we've had customers at the packer level who have asked questions about how we care for and handle the livestock once it arrives at our plants. For 10 to 15 years, we've had third-party audits that have related to that animal handling and training at our premises. But in the last 3 to 5 years, the question has really transitioned to what are your producers, what is your supply chain doing to ensure that the livestock is cared for and handled appropriately while on the farm? You know, that's where the majority of that animal's life is spent. So what is the industry doing to ensure that animals are cared for appropriately? And really, when consumers, as we heard a number of times this morning, there's a majority of our consumers, 98 to 99% of them have no idea about animal agriculture. And so where do we all turn to for information these days? We all have one, right? Our smartphone or the internet. And Google's a wonderful thing to learn new things and learn all the dirty details. The problem is that when someone searches about animal welfare on Google, it's not always an accurate portrayal, nor is it always a pretty picture that's painted on YouTube. No matter what the animal industry is, certainly I think we would all agree that that's not accurate, nor the light that we want our industry to be painted in. So I hope that gives a base for you guys to understand about why today's cattlemen should be involved in animal welfare. So what are your options? Okay, I'm going to lay out a couple options relative to certification programs that are available to you as cattlemen. The first, some of you may have heard of Global Animal Partnership, or called GAP. It's really a five-step or tiered process where there's varying degrees of requirements. Really, it boils down to the following bullets in regards to having a written management program for that particular site or farm. It talks about minimum age requirements for animals. When it talks about painful processes such as castration or disbudding, or a stressful period for that calf's life, like weaning. And so there are some requirements that are encompassed within the GAP program and certification due to those specific events that may happen in a calf or a cow's life. There is also some minimum pasture exposure requirements, and then they do encompass the more natural raising claims, like no animal byproducts, no antibiotics, and no growth promotants. They do require a third-party audit to be conducted, and typically it's a 15-month rotation in order to keep your certification current. If you're interested in more information about the GAP program, website there below will provide you all the details and the standards. Another certification program that's available is Certified Humane, or sometimes you may hear it called the Humane Farm Animal Care Program. And much like GAP, it does have details relative to a written management program for that particular site. It does have age requirements on castration, dehorning, and weaning, although they do provide some more flexibility than the GAP program does relative to a veterinary protocol if you're not able to meet those age requirements. They do require access to feed and water, which, again, seems a little silly, but it's amazing to me that folks in New York City have no idea that we know those animals need feed and water, but the reality is sometimes they think that, that animals who are confined, especially, do not get the access to those things. So again, it just describes how much we need to further educate the public about what we do and how we do it. Again, they kind of encompass the all natural or natural raising claims, although again, a little bit more flexibility than GAP relative to individual animal treatment with antibiotics, and also third party audited. However, there are some additional industry programs that I think can be adopted more widespread. And the first is beef quality assurance. Show of hands of those of you who have been trained in BQA or at least knowledgeable about the program. And I see across the sea of hands here that many of you are adopting that. Many of you are embracing that. And it's a tremendous tool for us to use in a base program. There are also some companies that we work with, a number of feed yards, who have their internal training programs for how they train their people who are processing cattle or moving cattle throughout the feed yard, cowboys who are checking for the health of the animal. And so there are some internal, more company-based programs that ultimately each individual company can create their standards. It's just a matter of making sure that your employees are meeting those expectations as you lay them out. So Tyson has developed the Farm Check program. Maybe a show of hands again of those who've maybe heard about Farm Check. Okay, a few of you. So I'm going to spend the remainder of the presentation talking a little bit more detail about Farm Check, why Tyson put together that program, and a little bit of what it is in regards to the beef cattle industry. So again, the first question is why? Why is the packer telling me, a feedlot operator or a beef producer, how I'm supposed to do my business as it relates to animal welfare on the farm? And I hope to squash that myth today, because that is not the intent of the Farm Check program. But really, we've had customers tell us, again, a little bit further removed from production agriculture, but honestly, they want our protein. And so it is a little bit of a sustainability thing. They've got consumers telling them that animal welfare is important to them. But our customers, so the Walmarts, the McDonald's, the Krogers, the Safeways, they are telling us that BQA maybe isn't quite enough for two main reasons. And that, first of all, it is a voluntary program. And so it's a hard sell to a consumer that says, well, if a cow producer wants to participate and they want to train their people, they sure can, but we're not going to require it. And it's also a hard sell when we say, it may not be third-party audited, and in most cases, the feed yard assessment may not be done, but we provide them that information if they so choose. So those are two things that our customers, whether it's on the pork side or the beef side, we hear quite a bit from our customers. And so in 2012, Tyson launched the Farm Check program in answer to our customers' concerns, as well as to address the need for something to be out there that what was kind of a balance, a little bit more. We're using BQA as the foundation of it, but maybe a little bit more into it relative to third-party auditing and making sure that our supply chain is meeting those expectations, but maybe not as stringent, per se, as the natural claims that are associated to GAP or Certified Humane. So we started in our pork division for probably some obvious reasons. We talked a little bit about hot buttons in an earlier presentation, and there certainly are a few of them in the pork industry. Gestation stalls, gestation crates, pain mitigation for tail docking, and castration certainly are at the top of that list. And so we utilized that division of Tyson to kind of pilot and launch and start the Farm Check program. In 2013, we developed an advisory panel. We'll talk a little bit more in depth about that, but basically we realized we don't have all the answers and we need some expert advice on some of the things that we do in regards to Farm Check and animal welfare. And we started developing our beef and chicken programs. We realized that we're a multiple protein company, and so we need to address that animal welfare, animal well-being concern, not only in pork where the hot buttons were, but in a proactive approach in our chicken and beef businesses as well. In 2014, we did start the site checks in our cattle and chicken supply chains. In 2015, we've continued those site checks on hog farms, cattle feed yards, and then our chicken supply chain as well. And we will continue to do that in 2016. There are four main principles as it relates to farm check. And the first is that we have a staff. We're committed to giving it our full attention. And so there's five of us who have some amount of our daily tasks and responsibilities as it relates to animal welfare. We also realize that we don't have all the answers, so we need to be humble and reach out to those experts in the field. So we have developed an advisory panel that consists of academics, folks in familiar with doing animal welfare research, as well as producers. So Ann Burkholder from COSAD Nebraska is the representative for the beef industry on our advisory panel. And then there's what I would call kind of this third section of our advisory group, which really represents the consumer base. We've got a culinary chef on board. We have an individual who is involved with a hunger organization out in Washington, D.C., who really provide us a perspective of what the consumer sees and hears when they go through, for instance, a sow operation. And, you know, maybe the first time they've been through a sow operation or feedlot or whatever the case may be, but it provides us some perspective that those of us who are maybe more in the trenches with animal agriculture may not see automatically. And so it gives kind of an eclectic group, but it does give us some perspective on how to move forward with farm check. The third principle within that is research. And we basically realize that there may be better ways to raise healthy animals, and we want to be supportive of that. So we've dedicated monies to that, whether it's Tyson Research or it is universities who are seeking some monetary help to start a new technology or, like I said, raise animals in a different way than is currently being done. And the fourth component of farm check is probably what everyone is most familiar with when you hear farm check, and that is the on-site, on-farm site checks that are conducted, or audits. I know some people don't like that word, but they're basically audits, assessments on the farm. And those consist of some main key elements, and that is training relative to those people who are handling the livestock. We require that there's daily observations and site checks done to ensure that, again, feed and water are there and that the animals are in general good health, right? We want to make sure that if there is an animal who needs to be treated or addressed, that they are checking and doing that. Then there is also animal and facility observations, ensuring that animals don't have an area for injury, for example. We want to be able to observe animal handling practices. So when we're at the feed yard, we try to observe processing or loading of fats in order to assess and observe that those employees who are handling the livestock are doing what they've been trained to do. We also require that there is a euthanasia program. None of us like to have to do that, but at times in our business, we have to. And so we want to ensure that the folks doing that know how to do it as humanely as possible and that it is done in a timely manner. And finally, we would not stand for any acts of abuse during those site checks or any time. So we are focusing on, in the beef sector, we're focusing on our direct supply chain. So that is primarily feed yards. However, we do into our northern and eastern plants, we do get some livestock market cattle, and we did not ignore that part of our supply chain. So we do conduct third-party audits at the livestock markets that supply us fat cattle as well. The challenge really is because we have a vast array of different operations in the United States, and Tyson has a number of plants spanning the United States, the challenge is that every operation looks different. And so it could be a 100,000-head feed yard with a lot of technology involved and lots of employees, or it's a farmer feeder in Southwest Minnesota who pale feeds their cattle. And so there's a vast array of folks that we had to address within that program, and they're all doing things well. And so the main point here I'd like to share is that it's not about the facility, how big, how little, how new, or how old. It's really about how those people are handling the animals, that they know and have been trained to do what they're doing and that they act accordingly. If you can recall any of the YouTube videos that are out there, often those abuse type situations are that human-animal interaction. So that's really what FarmCheck strives to focus on. So outcomes, it is, like I said, an assessment. And so we've got either acceptable needs improvement or unacceptable. If there is an area that is deemed as needing improvement, then we work with that particular supplier to ensure that he or she understands the expectations and that we provide them the tools that they would need and the time they need to make that adjustment to garner an acceptable rating. So in 2014, our first inaugural year of our third-party audits in FarmCheck, I think we've got a really positive message to send. And if you look at the bottom half of that table there in white, these are the human-animal interactions. We're actually observing people handling the livestock. And you'll see there that 99 to 100% of the audits we've conducted, everybody was doing it appropriately. There was no issues. The areas where there are some needs improvement, is there more record keeping? I think we heard that a little bit this morning. It's not something we're always comfortable with, but it is somewhat of a necessary detail at this day and age. And so it's about making sure that our people are trained again, and then making sure that we can support that we are checking the animals on a daily basis. But another thing I'd like to highlight is that far right column of unacceptable is all at 0%, meaning for even those outfits that we visited and they didn't have either a piece of paper or something in place, they said, you know, I'm willing to do that, and I'm willing to do it and provide you the feedback when I have that done. And so I think that speaks a lot to our industry as well. I don't have the 2015 results as we're just kind of wrapping up those audits, but I tell you at a quick glance, it looks fairly similar to our initial 2014 year. Some key details and points I want to just reiterate with the FarmCheck program, and that is it is not a certification program. We are not there. Tyson is not trying to dictate to our suppliers how to run their business. It's really a verification and snapshot to say, hey, we do have the best producers. And here, customer, I have third-party audit results in aggregate. We would never share an individual audit, but in aggregate. And it tells a very positive message out to our customers who then can share it with consumers as well. And it is not about eliminating suppliers. We do all we can to make sure that that does not happen. There is the expectation, however, that our supply chain does participate in audits. And so we do work through any obstacles that may come of that. I know on the hog side of our business, we've had to deal a lot with biosecurity and disease concerns, and we've been able to get through that. No matter what the situation, we've been able to work through those details. What FarmCheck is that it focuses on human-animal interaction. It provides a framework of how to review that on the farm to ensure that training is in place and that animals are handled appropriately. It is third-party verified to help with that customer and consumer concern about it being, the fox guarding the hen house type of thing. So we made sure that our FarmCheck program is third-party audited. And that it is about the Tyson supply chain. So in the beef sector, it truly is about going to the feed yard and livestock markets that are supplying us. So again, that slide from the initial start of the presentation, and that is, why should today's cattlemen be involved with animal welfare? And I think we all can agree that this is not the type of message that we want out and about on in the public. And so it's really an opportunity for us to be a little bit more transparent and open ourselves up to making ourselves better in hopes that maybe a video like this could arise.
You know, Wolf Kettle was started by our father, the late Leonard Wolf, back in 1955. He had cattle the year he started, and we've had cattle every day ever since.
Yes, I have spent time behind a desk. Anyone that loves being outdoors, this environment, interacting with nature, interacting with livestock and animals, it's a very rewarding experience.
Tyson has been very good to us. So they give us the opportunity to be our own business and to be on our own. And in turn, they reward us by buying our product and paying us a fair price for it.
The best word I can use in describing our relationship with Tyson is we feel we have a key partnership. We work hand in hand. It's our jobs from conception to get that animal to market and to do that as efficiently and the best quality and the safest way we possibly can. Together, we form a great team.
Everything is tracked, planning and documenting every stage of production to assure that we're taking care of the environment, we're going to leave it in a better way than we found it, and to provide our customer with a wholesome product that they know is safe and can be traced to the genetics that made up the animal.
Caring for the birds, we walk through the houses, we watch lighting conditions, we watch our air quality, we watch humidity levels to keep the floors in good shape for the birds. All of those things work together to provide the best bird that we can provide.
More and more people want to know what they're going to eat. We care about those concerns and we address them head on. We want to go to bed at night knowing that we're doing our level best, taking care of our cows and taking care of people.
That I have for this presentation is a quote from our CEO, Donnie Smith, when we launched the Farm Check program. And he basically said, here's what I want people to know, and that within Tyson, we care enough to check and really to help tell the story to the folks that we touch on at a customer base, right? And we want to make sure that we're supportive of sustaining that industry. We're determined to help find better ways to care for and raise healthy animals, which I think really is ultimately the goal of every cattle producer as well. So hopefully this will help you address any concerns and answer the question of why a cattle producer today needs to be involved with animal welfare.